Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down.
WIB Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, where we will be next Friday. Big games, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpetes.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of soccer fans taking in the FIFA Club Cup or whatever the hell it is today over at Chickies. They're having a great time there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Did you enjoy top 11 week? Final count, 65.6%. Say no.
Guess what?
We're going to do it again.
We're going to do it again next year.
Nothing you can do about it. Ike, you weren't here on the air yesterday. We did briefly discuss, and we had Jake Fisher on to discuss Ace Bailey making putting an appointment, cementing it in with the Sixers that he would come and meet with them one day and then work out for them the next day. And he did not come. He canceled it, decided not to work out, not to meet with them. He hasn't met or worked out for anybody. How does that affect your Ace Bailey thoughts?
Yep. Moves me closer to not wanting Ace Bailey. Right. That's what that does. And listen, I can understand if he stuck to his I'm not working out for anybody sort of thing, that's fine. But once you agree to do it and the Sixers are planning for you to do it and everything, and then you decide at the last minute that you're not going to do it, so meaning you change your mind again. This kid is starting to – we already had red flags. Then I felt like I got convinced, like, oh, maybe it's not as bad as I may think it's going to be. Now, as we get closer, the red flags continue to pop up. And for me, I know it's not a huge deal, and I know the Sixers, if they wanted to, they could still draft him.
You'll still take him if they want.
I'm just saying – this dude seems to be preoccupied with other things that should not matter, other than I'm going to be happy regardless who drafts me. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to be my best. Whoever gets me, they're getting a franchise player, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to have that be the case versus this stuff with him. Because quite frankly, now maybe I'm wrong. You pay a lot closer attention to this stuff than I am. He's the only one I'm, like, hearing this stuff about. I don't hear this about any other draft pick.
Dude, Cooper Flagg just worked out for the Mavericks.
Yeah. Like, I don't hear this about any other draft.
Like, Cooper Flagg worked out for the Mavericks, right? And they're taking him anyway.
Yeah.
And it's not like, it's just weird. I do think, to an extent, there's a young guy who definitely has people in his corner giving him bad advice, for sure.
So, he's 18, yeah. So we'll give him grace with that.
But, like, he's not the only reason you shouldn't be working out is if, A, you know they're going to take you anyway.
Yep.
You know, you're very clearly where you should be. Or, B, you're not that confident in how the workout's going to go.
And right.
Do you know, and this whole thing, and when we were talking to Jake Fisher about it yesterday, this whole thing about him trying to manipulate his way to a certain team, he doesn't have, there is not, normally, if he had a promise for somebody at 4, then maybe he doesn't work out with the Sixers. Maybe he wants to go to the team at 4. But as far as has been reported anywhere, no team has given him a promise anywhere.
Right.
Hasn't worked out for anybody.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, if they still want him, they can just take him. Again, I mentioned yesterday, Okafor didn't work out for the Sixers, and they took him anyway.
Yeah, it happens. But look how it turned out. You know what I'm saying? So,
now,
it happens. Even with Ben. And I don't know if Ben wound up working out right before the draft, because I think Ben, it went all the way up to draft week where he was still not doing it. And look how that turned out.
By the way, Markelle Fultz did work out for the Sixers.
And look how that turned out.
Everybody watched it online. It was horrible.
Yep.
And they took him anyway. One quick.
I'm nervous with this kid.
I don't think they're going to take him.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a chance that they take him. By the way, there's a chance they take him if they know that somebody else wants him and just sort of
trading.
Holds him up for ransom.
Yeah.
I still think there's a chance they take him, though I think it's a low chance they take him. One other quick NBA thing, and throwaway NBA here at 5:30. Want to get your thoughts on LeBron. LeBron on his podcast, Mind the Game, talking about ring culture.
I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport. And why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. You sit here and you tell me, you know, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, you know, it wasn't unbelievable. Like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won. Like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady. Mm-hmm. Or Mahomes, because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Yeah, right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time.
Yeah, Ike.
Or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things, you know?
Yeah, we do.
I don't know. I don't know. Did Barry Bonds win a World Series?
Baseball's
I don't think so. Barry Bonds never won a World Series. So. And you can't sit here and tell me that he's not the greatest baseball player to ever touch a bat. I mean,
some
Jerry West
will tell you that.
I think went to like 9 straight NBA finals.
Right.
And,
the logo.
And was only able to win one. And he's the logo of our league.
Yeah.
So you can't sit here and tell me that, okay, well, because he only won one, the guy can't be in the same room with the guy who won 2 or 3 or 4. Like, why not? This guy, he's our logo. Yeah.
So, I mean, you must be impressed, LeBron standing up for Allen Iverson and Jerry West.
And Charles Barkley and Marino and everybody.
Yeah, who everybody always talks poorly about.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Dude, I mean, let me say this. And I'm looking right at you, Fritz.
What'd I do?
Well, no, you didn't do anything. You're a LeBron guy. And I feel bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel
you.
Bad for LeBron fans. Because it has to be hard trying to cape for this dude and defend this dude.
That's why I stopped. I used to be a LeBron guy.
It has to be hard, man. Because this is not something to be proud about. This is not something I'm running around saying, yeah, that's my guy right there. Yeah, that's the guy I want on my team. That's the guy I want right there. Like LeBron. Stop it. This dude has made... He climbs higher and higher up on scoring charts and all this other stuff, yet he falls further and further down the ladder because he's trying to control people's thoughts and opinions with manipulation and media manipulation. Like, that's what he's trying to do, and he doesn't think anybody sees it.
And about one thing that he's never going to win the argument about.
Yes!
Yeah.
You're not going to... Dude, here's the thing, LeBron. You're a great player. You won championships. You're going to go down as one of the greatest. I'm sorry you can't sleep at night because you want everybody to put you above Michael Jordan. I'm sorry. some reason this bothers him.
It's like the one thing that Stephen A. says. He goes, he hates me because I say he's not better than Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I said he's number two.
Yeah.
Like that's an insult.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, dude, just let it go, man. Let it go.
I love that the whole...
like, let it go.
I love that he was... Why do we talk about AI like he wasn't one of the greatest? It's like nobody talks about it. Yeah.
We talk about all these guys are great. And did you hear Charles' response to this?
Oh, no. What did he say?
He had a response that was perfect. Charles simply said, yes, guys like myself, Karl Malone, Allen Iverson, yeah, we're great players, but we can't sit at the table with the champions.
Right.
Or we can't be in the same room with the... He was basically saying there is a separation between... Once you realize everybody's great, then what separates the great
the
players?
Greatest from each other.
Yes. Like there is, and that's what separates them from the, dude, that's why you left Cleveland.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you could win championships.
You could win rings. Yeah. Like that's, and his fans got to be saying to themselves, hold on, bro. For a decade, we've been defending your basketball movements because it's about getting championship rings.
But now it's not anymore.
Now it's not anymore.
Yeah.
LeBron is exhausting. Is it exhausting to you, Jack?
Yeah.
See, yeah. Got
but
man.
I appreciate the player. Everything else is annoying.
Oh, no, he's a great player.
Yeah.
But this thing with him, with
he's it's getting worse.
Yes, because he won't go away. He's going to ruin his legacy.
He's literally having people put him lower on lists because it's like, seriously, dude?
Look, LeBron, you're at least the eighth best player in NBA history.
Then that's disrespect.
Yeah.
See, at least I have him closer to five.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
I had top five.
It's great.
215-592-9494.
Man, that's great. It's a lot of great basketball. Can you being one of the five greatest basketball players ever?
Not enough.
How is that an insult?
Not enough. Got to be better than
being
Jordan.
Being one of the 10 greatest players ever. How is that
in
an
LeBron's
insult?
In LeBron's defense, he's obviously a better player than Jordan, but it's like, and it drives him crazy.
All right.
It drives him crazy. He's a better basketball player than Jordan.
He's not.
Of course he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
How is he not?
What does that even mean?
Yeah,
what does he do?
Here, I'll give you the
he's a 6'4 shooting guard over the 6'9 guy.
Here's the truth. The absolute truth is that when you were cheering, if you were cheering for the team against Michael Jordan, you were terrified because you knew Michael Jordan was going to do it. If you're cheering for the team that is against LeBron, you're waiting for LeBron to choke. And that is specifically the difference. And I'm actually impressed that LeBron has overcome
that. Yes.
Still the same guy, but overcame that. But like that, and I know because I cheered for LeBron, because I was a LeBron guy.
He used to argue, man. Spike used to
and
argue.
As a LeBron guy, I was always like, oh, how's he going to screw it up this time? That's not what people who cheered for Michael Jordan felt. They knew they were going to get you.
It's
and that's
okay,
the difference.
Jack. It's okay.
He's a better player.
Difference.
It's all right.
He's not a better player.
Of course he's a better player.
No, he's not a better player.
The resume is better. I got it.
Well,
the
resume is better.
Yeah.
He's played longer.
His resume is better.
No, I'm saying
he's won less than half of the finals.
I said Jordan's resume is better.
Okay. All right. And as a player, he's better.
He's not.
Yes, he is. All right. 215-592-9049. You know, nobody's resume is better than National Appliance Warehouse. I wanted you to get to it already.
Yeah, I know. Come on. It's a perfect weekend. I know one guy at this show is going to be outside grilling this weekend.
Not me.
Yeah, I know. Not you at all.
But I'll be inside with my fridge that I got at National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, we're all National Appliance Warehouse up. And listen, it is grilling season. If you don't have your grill, National Appliance Warehouse is every major grill brands, so get down there and take care of your outdoor kitchen. But you know, we talk about the difference at National Appliance Warehouse. Biggest one is the price. You're gonna get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse.
Do you know about Price Assure?
It's guaranteed to have the lowest price because Price Assure instantly updates price tags throughout the store and finds a lower price elsewhere. That's special stuff.
Yeah,
tax-free Delaware, that helps, of course.
Middletown and Wilmington.
And right now, the 4th of July mega sale is underway. So, like, listen, if you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse, you'd be like, man, do I want to go?
Now's the time.
Now's the time. Get down there. Experience what we experience. You know, a great buying experience. Smart, knowledgeable. They treat you like family, but the good part of your family. And they do installation delivery and a whole lot more. So over 100 brands from sub-zero to budgets at National Appliance Warehouse. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And when you go, tell them Fritz sent you.
Do it. Tell them Fritz sent you. Demand the Fritz treatment. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Jeopardy host. Born in another country, he is the face of a franchise who, when playing, is great, but is often criticized by Spike Eskin for only playing half the time. Contestant. Who is Joel Embiid? Host. Ooh, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Shohei Ohtani. And don't be ridiculous. Spike would never criticize Joel Embiid. Tim in Newark.
Well, it's a different thing. Sure. All I said is that Shohei Ohtani is not the best player in baseball if he can't play the field. That's it. That's all I said. What's next?
All these Jalen fans are so sensitive.
God.
Jack muttering to himself while slashing Elliot's tires.
Elliot got you today, brother.
He got to him.
Yeah, but then I cooked him.
I don't know.
I cooked them. Everyone knows. Everyone's talking about
it. I don't know. You cooked them.
I did.
I don't know.
You did. I know. You guys are teamed up with hating Bryce.
I don't hate Bryce. What's that?
I've been really hesitant to call lately. Kenny from the Dirty 30, just seconds after saying he was on hold yesterday.
That's actually a really good point. I didn't notice that.
Well,
I think Kenny's list sucked too. I can't remember it, but I think it sucked. Did it suck, if I remember correctly? Yeah, I think it sucked.
Would you read Justin's list?
Oh, no.
Yeah, little Justin.
Oh, Justin with the mustache?
Yeah.
The mustache man.
Oh, is that it? Is that what's in our text?
Yep.
Okay. So he has 11 Bryce, 10 Bond, 9 Quinion Mitchell, 8 Cooper DeJean, 7 A.J. Brown, 6 Devonta.
Devontae ahead of A.J.
Yep. 5 Zach Wheeler, 4 Jalen Carter, 3 Eagles O-line, 2 Barkley, and 1 Hurts.
There you go. Quinion ahead of Bryce. How do you like that?
It's great.
Yep. I didn't know that was Justin's Twitter. Oh, yeah. There it is. There's the mustache. What's next?
Hey, Siri, can you set me a reminder for 25 years from now to check if the dagger is still being shown on TV?
A particularly angry Jack in the producer booth.
Well, it's going to be showed.
Yeah,
I'm sure. It's being, you know.
Well, it's part of the highlight package.
Of course. And it's Jalen.
And he was the MVP.
Yeah, it's Jalen propaganda.
Well, when you win the MVP, they're going to show all of your plays of the game.
Yeah.
What's
it's
next?
Propaganda.
Yeah. What's next?
You're not going to believe this, but during Hurricane Agnes in 72, I was at Wanamaker's and the clothes were floating away. Kenny from the Dirty 30 on hold, still telling us where he was during random natural disasters.
That's a good one.
Oh, very good. What is next?
Top 11 week by the numbers. 3. People that had to come on the show to defend their Jalen ranking. 0. People that had to come on the show to defend Embiid being on their list at all. Alex in Lancaster.
That's fair.
Embiid should be on the list.
No,
he's on your list.
No, I took him off for Turner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Turner, who hasn't even had one good year.
All-star starter last year.
Yeah. Has not, just a quick Question and answer period.
Right.
Has he had one full good year?
Yeah, last year.
No. We both know that wasn't a full good year. All right, what's next?
How could 68% of people on Twitter say they didn't like top 11 week? Who among us hasn't loved five straight days of Spike asking, is Jalen Hurts better at quarterback than Zach Wheeler is at pitcher? Frank in Ardmore.
You know,
Petsline.
If people would just answer the question honestly,
I know.
I would be fine.
Exactly.
Like, they know that I got them, and they don't. But by the way, like, Seltzer's Jalen thing is actually the worst out of anybody. OG Seltzer, that's his new name.
Well, it's just like any quarterback that wins, like, it's just always the quarterback, the quarterback, the quarterback.
Well, to be fair, it's probably him also going against the camera every day.
Yes.
Hold on. Do you think the camera pushes them or Seltzer to that end, or does Seltzer and Richie push the camera to the point where he has to be critical of Jalen?
I think Joe is not like, I don't think Joe hates Jalen at all.
Right.
I think Jalen, he's just not impressed.
Right.
So I think it is John and James's praise
the love of him,
is that makes Joe be like, are you watching something different than I'm watching?
Yeah.
So I actually think it's the other way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack, are you doing leading off?
Yeah. Ooh. Big one.
Remember,
working extra long tonight.
Yeah. Calling the big guns.
Remember, you can hear tonight's game on the Free Odyssey app. It's Apple TV, so you might not be able to watch it. But if you can't, you can always listen on the Free Odyssey app. We will talk to you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.